Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Cathedral of the Prairie. A couple of farmers don't just get together over coffee at the co-op and decide to build a cathedral like St. Anthony of Padua, Hoven, South Dakota. Putting up that size cathedral requires a vision. St. Anthony's visionary was a priest named Anthony Helmbrecht, who wanted a cathedral not unlike the ones he remembered from his Bavarian boyhood. In the early years of the 20th century, he went door to door until he collected enough money to contract the artisans he wanted, who then began to build Cathedral of the Prairie. Never heard of Hoven, South Dakota? Well, most people haven't. It's in the middle of the vast reaches of the Northern Plains. It's nowhere, really. Hoven's population was just 380 in 2017. You have to drive a long ways out of the way to get there, but you can't miss St. Anthony's Church. Its twin towers 140 feet above a landscape so flat all around you, you can't help think the world is. Father Helmbrecht's vision was huge, but what's just as impressive about St. Anthony's is the way Hoven folks keep the place up. When a renovation was needed in 1980, one contractor suggested plastering the walls. Another said he couldn't guarantee a price, but it would likely be somewhere in the area of $500,000. So the people did the work themselves. 20,000 hours, 4 years, scaffolding all the way to the ceiling, up to the ceiling. Three times they disassembled the structure and rebuilt. Brides walked right through it on their way to the altar. One Saturday morning, I was there just after 8, alone. I walked around with a camera, shooting hither and yon. The stained glass is gorgeous, imported, created, well, can you guess, in Bavaria. And in walked a silver-haired woman marketing people might look for if they needed a peppery Midwestern grandma. She served herself from the holy water in the hands of an angel at the entrance, then walked up front and waved politely when she spotted me. I hoped I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was ready to leave, so I walked out the back of the sanctuary where I spotted the stairway to the balcony, highly polished oak, but of such vintage that I wondered if it was wise for a man of my girth to ascend it. I wanted to see that almost divine sanctuary from on high. Trust me, it is perfectly beautiful. Once I was up there, that grandma in jeans and sweatshirt came up too. She'd put hymn numbers in the signs up front, then came up the stairway beneath her feet, groaning more than a little. She was the organist. She had to practice. And she assumed that I was happier because I wanted to see St. Anthony's organ. She made it very clear that I would have to listen to her extol that instrument's virtues in detail and be sure to look and see every last one of the 1,100 pipes. And she spread her music out in front of her. Now, you may well assume, like me, that this grandma custodian slash musician was a master, having studied with the great organ masters in Bavaria. What she played wasn't exactly stunning. The thing is, she's been playing in St. Anthony of Padua Church since 1949. And here's the real story. She's the last organist. Hoven's lost 20% of its population since 2000, and besides, there's not a whole lot of call these days for an organist. Guitar pickers, maybe, but organists. There's no line, no waiting. So she is last at this huge organ in this gorgeous church. Standing there beside her right then, knowing all of that, made that short program she offered me in the Cathedral of the Prairie something not only beautiful, but downright masterful. You should have been there, really. You should have been there. 1,100 pipes. And she spread her music out in front of her. Now you may well assume, like me, that this grandma custodian slash musician was a master, having studied with the great organ masters in Bavaria. What she played wasn't exactly stunning. The thing is, she's been playing in St. Anthony of Padua Church since 1949. And here's the real story. She's the last organist. Hoven's lost 20% of its population since 2000, and besides, there's not a whole lot of call these days for an organist. Guitar pickers, maybe, but organists. There's no line, no waiting. So she's last at this huge organ in this gorgeous church. Standing there beside her right then, knowing all of that, made that short program she offered me in the Cathedral of the Prairie something not only beautiful, but downright masterful. You should have been there, really. You should have been there.